Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to The Connection, a platform where we discuss all things youth. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, October the 23rd, 2018. I'm your host, Ntungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about calls by MDC leader Nelson Chamisa for the establishment of what he's calling a national transitional authority to address the worsening economic challenges. Let's get connected on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us live and direct. The number is 001-202-619-2077. We are streaming live on our Facebook platforms at VOA Live Talk, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. We are also, of course, streaming live on our three websites, VOAShona.com, VOANDebele.com, as well as VOAZimbabwe.com. MDC leader Nelson Chamisa today called for the formation of a national transitional authority to tackle the worsening economic challenges and other governance issues. Mr. Chamisa told a news conference in Harare that a national transitional government was needed because ZANU-PF had failed to fix the economy. The MDC leader was quick, however, to clarify that he had no interest in a national unity government, such as the one that was formed by his party and ZANU-PF at the height of Zimbabwe's economic collapse in 2008. The National Transitional Authority and the Government of National Unity are two diametrically different animals, Mr. Chamisa said. But who exactly would form the National Transitional Authority that Mr. Chamisa is proposing? That will have to be figured out in political dialogue, perhaps between ZANU-PF and the MDC. Mr. Chamisa added, that's what we are discussing here tonight, Zimbabwe. Mr. Chamisa challenging Mr. Mnangagwa to call it quits and form a national transitional authority that will take care of the levers of power and extricate the country from the economic challenges that we are stuck in. Whether Mr. Mnangagwa agrees to that or not remains to be seen. That's what we are discussing today. But before we go any further, there are some interesting news coming out of Zimbabwe tonight. In the face of all the shortages of basic commodities going on, Cabinet said today, the ruling ZANU-PF government said today and decided to change some laws. Following their meeting, this is what they had to say. And I'm quoting from the statement, government. Cabinet has resolved as follows. A, that the Minister of Industry and Commerce temporarily amends Statutory Instrument 122 of 2017 to allow both companies and individuals with offshore funds and free funds to import commodities such as follows: animal oils, baked beans, body creams, bottled water, cement, cereals, cheese, coffee creamers, cooking oil, crude soybean oil, fertilizer, finished steel roofing sheets, wheat flour, ice cream, jams, juice blends, margarine, mayonnaise, packaging materials, peanut butter, pizza base, potato crisps, salad creams, shoe polish, soap, sugar, synthetic hair products, wheelbarrows, yogurts, agrochemicals, stock feeds. That's a major development coming from the government today, repealing Statutory 122 to allow companies as well as individuals to import all these commodities that I've just read out to ease the shortages of basic commodities. But that's not our major topic today. Udaba esingalo olumqoka namhlanje ludaba lwamazwi kaBaba uNelson Chamisa, umkhokheli weMDC. Yena obelwa umhlangano namhlanje lentathele izindaba wamemezela ukubana kumele kubunjwe uhulumende ozabamba intambo kancane alungisise umnotho, alungisise okunye okuhluphayo okufana lemithetho yezokhetho lokunye okunjalo. Ngoba ngokutsho kwakhe uBaba uChamisa, uhulumende weZANU-PF sehlulekile. Udaba olumqoka olusemlonyeni abaningi ngolokuthi uzavuma na umnangagwa. Asazi khonapho, bathe bembuza uChamisa ukubana i-National Transitional Government okhuluma ngayo ngubani ozaba phakathi kwayo, uthi hayi lokho kuzakhulunywa. Mbona usho ingabe ZANU-PF labe MDC. Kodwa ucacile wathi angakufuniyo nguhulumende wenkazatho phakathi kweZANU-PF le MDC ofana lalo esibe laye ngo-2009. Uthe khonapho cha kasoze angene kuhulumende onjalo, vele kafuni. Akufunayo i-National Transitional Authority. Ndiyo nyaya ya tiri kukurukura nezwayo vadiwa watereri, nyaya yemashoko emtungamiri weMDC vaNelson Chamisa nasi vachitaura muHarare. Vati ivo panofanirwa kuumbwa hurumende yeNational Transitional Authority kuti ifanobata matomu nekuti sekutaura kwavo ZANU-PF yatadza kugadzirisa upfumi hwenyika. Asi vachibvunzwa vaChamisa kuti ko zvamuri kutaura nazvo izvi zvakasiyana papi ne Government of National Unity iyo yatakambova nayo muna 2008-9. VaChamisa vati haiwa handizvo zvandiri kuda izvozvo, tinoda a National Transitional Authority kahurumende kachangobata kachafanobata matomu kachigadzirisa upfumi hwenyika, kachigadzirisa mitemo yesarudzo. Ndizvo zviri kudaidzirwa navaNelson Chamisa nhasi. Asi tambotaurawo nedanho ratorwa nehurumende nhasi rekuvandudza mutemo Statutory 122 kuti ibvumidze hurumende vanhu vekuZimbabwe veZimbabwe echerwani hake ane foreign currency kuti ange achitenga zvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana zvinosanganisira shuga, mvura yekumwa, mamayonaisi, zvakawanda-wanda zvandamboverenga kuti vange vachizvitenga kune dzimwe nyika dzakaita seBotswana, South Africa, Zambia, Mozambique, nekuti zviri kushomeka munyika. Hulumende ke usevumile kubana lezo zinto enge ngazivalisa ngesingisi sezingathengwa iloba ngubani phandle kwelizwe ole foreign currency. And now back to our topic of the night. That's the call by Nelson Chamisa for a National Transitional Authority. And joining the discussion now is my two guests. That's Love Mochinoputa, MDC youth boss, as well as Dingumuzi Puti, ZANU-PF lawmaker for Bulilima West constituency. Gentlemen, good evening and welcome.
Good evening. How are you?
We are good. Thank you so much for joining us. And come on, love more. Let's dive in, please. Mr. Chamisa is calling for a national transitional authority that he says he, you know, is very different from the government of national unity. He doesn't want anything called the government of national unity. If you will, give us a brief, give us a picture, clarify for us, if you can, what this national transitional authority would look like.
The president made it clear today that he would want Zimbabwe to get into a dialogue, and obviously the MDC and the ZANU-PF being the main political players in this country, all the people of Zimbabwe, leadership, they all the people of Zimbabwe have to provide leadership to the people of Zimbabwe by engaging, especially around the issues of the current challenges that we are facing as a nation. It would be unfair on the part of the political leaders to ignore the current situation that we find ourselves simply because ZANU-PF has failed to deliver. So President Chamisa was basically saying that what this country needs going forward is a national transitional authority, which will be tasked with obviously dealing with the current challenges that we face as a nation, and also to adequately prepare this country for us to usher ourselves into a new dispensation, which is different from the current situation we find ourselves in. So it's not really more about the elite players coming on board alone, but it has to encompass everyone, but being led by the two main political parties. And the agenda, the main agenda is to make sure that at the end of the day, this transitional authority is tasked with making sure that there are reforms in this country, is tasked with making sure that there is a reprieve in terms of the economic mess that ZANU-PF has created. So President Chamisa was basically saying that he accepts the responsibility that he, as a leader, as an opposition leader, he carries the mandate of the people who voted for him on 30 July 2018. Obviously, as we all know, this election was stolen. But nevertheless, he is saying that we need to to move a step forward. We need to make sure that we rescue our people from the challenges that we are facing. He is clearly differentiating this from a government of national unity where people just come together for the sake of coming together and without any time frame. This national transitional authority should have minimum, should have a time frame that it should be able to operate so as to prepare this nation for a free and fair and credible election, among other key issues that need to be solved in this, in this country. So what he was basically speaking to is the fact that ZANU-PF on its own has failed to take this country forward. ZANU-PF on its own is not able to push for development, is not able to push for economic prosperity, is not able to bring the necessary legitimacy that is required for any government to unlock resources, for any government to get support, for any government to get the international recognition that is required. ZANU-PF is falling short of all of this because of the shenanigans and the chicanery that they played around the 30th of July election. So President Chamisa is offering an alternative to say for this country to move forward, we need a paradigm shift. We need to change the way things are being done in this country. And ZANU-PF government on its own is not capable of delivering the legitimacy that is required. ZANU-PF on its own is not capable of taking this country forward. And it would require the hands of everyone. It would require the hands, especially of the people that were voted into power but were cheated out of power by ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Mkoma Lavumwe. Please do stay on the line. Mnumzana Puti, Uti Ubabu Chamisa, Ivan Lalako le ZANU-PF, usele ehlulekile, uhulumende we ZANU-PF se ehlulekile, ukulungisisa umnotho. Ngokunjalo, sokudingeka uhulumende ozabamba intambo ngamafitshane, elungisise njalo umnotho kungakayiwa kukhetho. Lubona njani lolo daba?
Sakubona baba Nkomo, ngiyakuvingelela baba. Ngiphinde ngivingelele lo Zulu wonke eZimbabwe ongabe lalele ngalesi sikhathi. Wawuqala ngizathanda ukuqondisa inkulumo ezikhulunywa ngulo baba engilaye namhlanje kuhlelo. Ukuthi sikuzwile kuhle baba Nkomo ukuthi uthe indikimba namhlanje. Kumbe ngithi udaba esingalo ludaba oluphathelene lenkulumo ethulwe ngubaba othungamela ibandla eliphikisayo le-MDC Alliance uChamisa. Kodwa ngimbona elokhu ephindela emuva endabeni ezadlulayo, zathi zedlulile njalo zangeniswa kumithethwandaba. Zingeniswe kumithethwandaba zadlula njalo ezandleni zababekhangele, ngitsho ngoba sike sabona ugwalo kumbe umbiko ovela kwabe-European Union bekhuluma ngokuthi uhlelo iZANU-PF yanqoba. Kodwa abantu nxa beyabe belokhu begxila ezintweni ezidlule kumabanga athile zabonakala ukuthi zimi kanjani, ngezinye indlela sibabona beyizo izitha zombuso ofiswa ngabaningi, ngoba kutsho ukuthi baningi abanjalo abasagomela bebubula besisa ukuthi aluba abantu balokhu behlupheka. Okwesibili, ngizathanda ukuthi ngikhulume ngenkulumo ethulwe nguye uChamisa mayelana lo hulumende okumele aphathe intambo andubana kusenzakala lokhu athe kumele kwenzakale. Ngizathanda ukuxwayisa abantu ukuthi babohlukanisa izinto. Kakudalwe umehluko phakathi kokuhlanya lokuthaba kakhulu. Into ekhona engiyaziyo ngekuthi kulamazwe amaningi esiwabona elezehlakalo eziningi ezimbi lezinzima, kathesi ungavula omabonakude uzama ukubona okwenzakala kwamazwe afana labo-Honduras labo-Guatemala, ubona abantu abadlula 70,000 ngelanga bekhosa bethola abantwana bekhosa emifuleni egcweleyo besiya e-America besiyaphephela. Kodwa akulanto okuthiwa yi-National Transitional Authority. Ubone amazwe alezimpi izimpi abantu bevika uzwe abantu besithi lilizwe lethu, akulanto okuthiwa yi-National Transitional Authority. Ubone amazwe alendlala lokuswela, akulanto okuthiwa yi-National Transitional Authority. Beso kusithi ilizwe elinje elilabantu abavuka ekuseni bezikhangela esibukweni besiya emsebenzini, labantu abalabantwana abavuka begijima besiya esikolo, labantu abaya esibhedlela bafike bathole umongameli bekhona yiloba kungasilela lokhu lalokuyana, yebo kambe lokhu bekuvele kukhona bekusilela. Umango ilizwe leZimbabwe eliphakathi kwawo ngolokulungisisa izinto ezinjalo. Kasikezwa abantu bethuka amazwe abo ngendlela abantu laba asebezama ukukwenza. I-National Transitional Authority le iyabe izodinga msebenzi bani ongasoze weneliswe nguhulumende oyabe wavotelwa wanganikwa layo i-5 months nje yokuthi asebenze. Nampa abantu sebekhuluma bakukhulumayo ngoba babe vele bekuhlosile njalo bekufisa. Kodwa into ekhona ngeyokuthi iningi labantu beZimbabwe labo somabhizinisi kunye lo hulumende lo omutsha lekabhinethi lesiyaziyo kakulalwa kuyasetshenzwa ukuthi kwenziweni. Uke wakhuluma ngaphambilini ukuthi sokuvuleleyo ukuthi kube le mpahla ezingenelisa ukuthengwa phandle kwelizwe zingeniswe. Kabakukhangeli lokhu basisa ukuthi aluba kubuyelwa kwisikhathi sika-2008 sona leso sikhathi siyakwazi ukuthi kwakuhambe njani.
But honorable Pote, if I may interject there, that might be a clear sign of failure on the government's part, because clearly there shouldn't be any reason why we should be importing cement. There is no reason why we should be importing bottled water. There is no reason why we should be importing cereals. There is no reason why we should be importing baked beans. There is no reason why we should be importing potato crisps.
Let me correct you there, Nkomo.
Why?
You should have said, don't you think it is failure on the part of government too? Not to say it is failure on the part of government, because you don't have to take a conclusive stand about this situation. However, in my own view, government has not failed to provide these things in terms of industries that are focusing on such. but rather government is trying to give punitive measures on those people who can do bottled water, but who hold bottled water in order that they sell that bottled water to unassuming consumers exorbitantly. I went to a company that I will name today. It is called Africa Steel in Bulawayo. I was looking for roofing sheets. I found them closed, but the doors were open. I asked them, what is the issue here? They told me we are taking stock. I said, but it's open. Can I just come and see the prices? They told me that, no, we are not allowing anyone in as of now. Then my visit, and it was far before today, it was about 2 weeks ago, I think. My visit made them now write some inscriptions to say we are closed. I kept calling, their landlines are not being picked. And I visited another day, I found them closed. He told me that the material was there, but they were not selling and were waiting for a situation where they were going to sell the old stock at exorbitant prices with which they didn't neither manufacture nor order purchasing. So it tells you that we have got unpatriotic elements on the part of businesses that think that it's fashionable to hold things for a possible future that is going to allow them to sell exorbitantly to an assuming public. If the government says we should be allowed to import small things as mentioned, they are just trying to say those that are not prepared to be patriotic enough to supply as the demand in Zimbabwe, they should be outcompeted or suffocated by alternatives.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, the Honorable Pote. I insist there is no reason really why Zimbabwe should be importing sugar, why we should be importing baked beans, why we should be importing peanut butter. Mkoma love more. Pindira ipap.
No, if this honorable really understands economic issues or economics, the reason why this country is failing to produce enough is not because they are unpatriotic Zimbabweans or they are unpatriotic business people, but it's because the operating environment itself is not allowing all these people to produce. At the end of the day, when you think you're coming up with a solution by opening up your country and opening up every other sector of the economy without necessarily helping those who are already in business in order to prosper, I think we'll be getting it wrong. What is
give them the necessary
resources to make sure that they produce.
Ngoma love more.
Importing sugar, which we when we have all these in the north, that area, the whole place there, we produce sugar cane on our own. Why is it that we are failing to just add value? If you're going to be importing things like peanut butter, other things that we're showing, it's just a sign that we failed as a nation. We failed to provide the necessary leadership. We failed to provide capital to these business people. So at the end of the day, also it's not even clear whether these people that have been given the carte blanche to import these things are going to be selling these things either in the local currency, which is the bond, or they'll be selling in the US dollars, which everyone else cannot get down because everyone now is supposed to be using either this swipe thing or the bond not. But then we leave business people being asked to import using forex. So the fact that there is no clarity and there is no explanation in terms of what pricing mechanism is going to be used is also going to be a disaster on its own. It's one thing to just say import, but where are these people going to be getting money? Are we not creating a cartel of people that are only going to be benefiting and getting forex at the expense of everyone else?
Mm-hmm.
Are we not creating challenges in terms of also the pricing element to the goods that are going to be imported? So as far as I'm concerned, opening up things and opening up
They all want to say Zimbabwe is open for business, and now they are opening it to tissue paper. They are opening it to mineral water, of all the things. But at the end of the day, it's not sustainable, because at the end of the day, the pricing element and the mode of payment that is going to be required, when somebody is paid in forex, obviously they would expect to get their forex back. But where are we going to get it if we're going to be going to our bank and we're going to be getting bond notes, or that we're going to be swiping? So there's no solution in sight. This is just meant to delay the acceptance that these people have failed. This is just meant to cow business people into submission. But the economy cannot be threatened. I heard this other day the vice president threatening profits. You can threaten profits, you can threaten activists, you can threaten everyone, but you cannot threaten the economy. That people bring up pragmatic solutions to the challenges that we face.
Ngoma Love More, let me come in there. Ngoma Love More. So we have a video of Nelson Chamisa. It's a small clip by his press conference in Harare today, where he also called for full dollarization of the economy. As Nava Chamisa bond, ngari viswe, di zokere pana 2009, where we had a basket of multi-currencies. The U.S. dollar, the Botswana pula, the South African rand, and completely do away with the bond, because ekutara kwa Chamisa hazi ndipo pane nyaya ipapo, ndipo panotanga matambudziko vana veZimbabwe, and many world-renowned economists have said the same. Let's take a listen if you are watching. As on Facebook, let's take a brief watch.
Let us dollarize, have a basket of currency. Stop pretending that the bond and the US dollar are one on one.
We've realized and witnessed high and worsening levels of unemployment, deadening poverty and excruciating inequality. The country is experiencing a confidence crisis, which is manifesting itself as a liquidity crisis. It is a confidence crisis, not a cash crisis. And this crisis is caused by structural deficiencies and distortions in the economy, typified by deindustrialization, a rising informality, in fact, from the National Labour Force Survey of 2014, 94% of our economy is informalized, up from 84% in 2011. We have dwindling capital inflows. We also have a galloping and runaway expenditure on the part of government. A government that has a huge appetite to spend money. The chief actor in that being Edi Mnangagwa himself, having been gallivanting and globetrotting, again perpetuating the old Mugabe style of occasionally visiting the country and being out of the country most of the time. You are seeing the queues that are snaking around the service stations. Shops are closing down. Our people, you know, have been battling for cooking oil. Where is the sunflower which we used to grow? We can't even feed ourselves. What is definitely clear is that there is absence of leadership. The nation is open. The nation is parentless. And what is necessitated this is obviously the conduct and behavior of Mr. Mnangagwa and his team.
MDC leader Nelson Chamisa there summing up the ongoing economic crisis and calling for the complete removal of the bond note. and a return to full dollarization of the Zimbabwean economy. And this crisis is manifesting itself in various forms. Let me give you two anecdotes, and I will talk about the way it is impacting our healthcare sector. I came across this tweet yesterday from a stranger. I don't know this woman, but her name is Poshia Kundi. She wrote, "We have a 5-year-old who was diagnosed with cancer. He was undergoing chemotherapy. PISMAS was paying for the medication, but pharmacies are now refusing medical aid. They need US dollars. The boy is left with only 2 sessions, but we can't afford the medication because we don't have US dollars." Lo ngumama olomntwana oleminyaka yokuzalo A5 ubhale enkundleni ye Twitter angimazi kodwa igama lakhe nguPoshia Kundi uthi ulomntwana ole 5 years ule ulomkhuhlane wemvukuzane icancer ubeselatshwa ngaloko okuthiwa yi chemotherapy ngakho usesalelwe ngama sessions amabili lomntwana ukuthi aqede your treatment yakho ukwelatshwa kwakhe kodwa udubo nantu abama pharmacies bathi bafuna i foreign currency nxa besiyadinga imedication ukwelatshwa kufunakala i US dollar kodwa abantu abanenge eZimbabwe bahola nge bond into ekhulunywa ngochamisa ukubana i bond kalisuse into ekhulunywa ngabantu abanenge abafana labo Professor Steve Hank Professor Steve Hank isizalwane seMelika yingcwethi kwezenotho la uthi akubuyelwe ku full dollarization. Ngilo umngane wami njalo ulobabakhe osesibhedlela koBulawayo ungene last week bekufunakala $1,500 i-cash idingakele leyo mali bayabhatala. Lamhlanje odokotela bambhalele i-prescription lokho elaliswe esibhedlela kodwa i-prescription yangkhona I think $420 bathi bafuna i-cash phambili and bayifuna ingama US dollars kodwa abantu abanengi njengokusho kwami njalo bahola i-bond ndirikupa mufananidzo wadiwa vatereri we zviri kuitika nenyaya yekupararira kweupfumi ndataura inini nemunhu uyu andasangana naye paTwitter andimuzivi mukadzi uyu asi ndangomuonawo paTwitter zita rake anonzi Poshia Kundi akanyora yekuti ane mwana ane makore ekuberekwa 5 mwana uyu ane cancer anga achiita chemotherapy asi dambudziko rekuti apedze chemotherapy yacho kunyanga asarirwa nema sessions 2 nderekuti haasisina ma US dollars saka kuti arapwe mwana uyu uyezve vatenge medication kunodikanwa kunodiwa foreign currency US dollar asi dambudziko nderekuti vanhu vakawanda vari kubhadharwa nema bond notes. Ndine shamari yangu zvekare ane baba bake bakaradzikwa kuchipatara svondo rapfuura hanzina nachiremba hanzine chipatara toda 1500 vakabhadhara mari yacho nhasi kwauya tsamba hanzi kuchipatara vanoda zvekare $420 kuti vange vachi mupa kana kuti vanotenga mishonga kuma pharmacies vanoda $420 and the mari iyoyo inofanirwa kunge iri ma US dollars zvandikuda kutsanangura apa nde inyaya ye ma bond notes ne full dollarization iri kutaura navachamisa kuti aiwa senyika we have to go back to full dollarization. Maprofesa akawanda epasirose akafanana nana Steve Hank hanzi Zimbabwe kuti inyatso gadzirisa upfumi hwayo ngaidzokere pa full dollarization. Chipuka chinonzi bond note chiraswe. Ameno, ndichange ndichidzokera kuvanyarikani vangu. Love more chinopusa of the MDC and Honorable Dingumuzi Phuthi of ZANU-PF. But before I come back to you, gentlemen, we have a caller on the line. Terere wakadi yako. Hello. Mnumzana Elias, kunjani?
Hai, niyapila linjani ngapo.
Hai, siyapila. Uthi chamisa National Transitional Authority ngoba iZANU-PF yehlulekile. Uthini ngalokho?
Iqiniso lonke elipheleleyo le yinto eqondileyo eyokuqala. Ngiphinde okwesibili ngikhulume ngokuthi khona ngalo umkhuhlane okhona, mina ngomunye olawo. Now okulandelayo, into engihluphayo nje inye kikho konke ukuthi kanti ama-MPs siwakhekhelani ngoba yibo abamele ukuthi into lezi bazikhulume ephalamende, bazilungise ephalamende. Pho lapha thina ngapha ngaphandle sesicalisa sihle sivele sibe yithi esikhulumayo ephalamende pho kulangani. Yibo uhlupho lami olihluphayo. Kodwa lokho okuthiwe ukuthi kumele kube nohulumende owesikhashana liqiniso. Akudingakali ukuthi sedinga inyanga ezetshaya amathambo. Liqiniso lelo.
Hayi, siyabonga mlaleli ngokungena kuhlelo.
Kuyele ba.
That's Elias Masukume there saying he agrees with Nelson Chamisa that we really need a National Transitional Authority. Mkomala vumonibonzo kwa muri. Endi saiti inda kuna vaputi. Timbo kurukura. Neruri miru amai mkoma. Love more. Timbo bgereketa. Ndimbo ita mtauriri we ZANU-PF. Kwa imwimi munozo da say. Urumende. Ye National Transitional Authority. Imwimi maka kwatura pasarudzu. Na mkoma.
Isu hatina kujiva sarudzo mukoma mutunga. Munozviziva kuti isusu takatoenda kumatare tikataura kuti aiwa isusu takakunda musarudzo dzatakaita. President vedu vakavhoterwa nevanhu 2.6 million muno muZimbabwe, asi mbavha dzezanu ndo dzakazouya dzikatibira. Tikati aiwa, kana muchiti mahwina tongaitioni, asi yataridza kuti nyika ino haisi kutongeka. Ndosaka vachamisa vati aiwa, inini chero ndikada kutarisa iwo semunhu wakazvimirira vachamisa, vanogona kunge vasiri kurwadziwa nezviri kuitika, nekuti ivo vanogona kunge vachienda kubasa nezvimwe zvakadaro. Uye ndi president, asi nyaya iripo ndeyekuti vari kuti ini ndiri kuitira izvi zvinhu izvi vana veZimbabwe. Nokuti kana uri mutungamiri, uri mutungamidza vanhu vaunotungamira mberi kutarika posteni yako. Ndosaka muchiona vachamisa pese apa vaizibanda kugadzirwa ofisi yemukuru weanopikisa ino yeopposition leader, vakaramba vakati zveugaro hwavo ivo vachamisa vega hazvina zvazvinobatsira, asi ugaro hwevana veZimbabwe ndo vanenge vachikoshera. Soiko zvino izvi inyaya yekuti tatoona kuti ZANU pachavo yatotadza. Vanhu vakawanda sekutaura kwamamboita mapamuenzaniso wezviri kuitika mune zveutano, vanhu vakawanda vari kurasikirwa neupenyu, vanhu vakawanda vari kutadza kuenda kuzvikoro, vanhu vakawanda vari kutadza mabhizinesi yavo ari kuvhara, vanhu vachibuda mabasa. Ndinoda kwekuti ZANU haina solution kana kuti haina zvaingaita kuti ikonomi yedu ifambe ichienda kumberi. Ndosaka vachamisa vati aiwaka, isusu sehurumende sevanhu veMDC tinogona kuda kuti tirambe takamira papozisheni yedu yekuti tongaitione, asi vanenge vachiparara vanhu vedu vakativhotera, sivanenge vachikuvara vanhu vedu vanotisapota, vanenge vachishaya upenyu vanhu vedu vanotisapota. Saka tiri kuti isusu aiwa, zviri nani hazvo kuti isusu tombomira papozisheni yedu yekuti tipuhwe chitanda, nokuti isusu tinotenzera kuti tinofanirwa kupuhwa chitanda chekutungamira nyika ino, nokuti takahwina election. Asi nyaya iripo ndeyekuti taakuti kuti zvinhu zvingoenda kumberi, ngatishandei pamwe chete sevana veZimbabwe, tinogadzirisa zveupfumi kuti mari iwanikwe munyika, tinogadzirisa zvematongerwo enyika kuti patinozoita sarudzo tisaita sarudzo dzinorwisaniswa kana kuti sarudzo dzinoita kuti vanhu vasatenderana kuti zvabuda ndizvo chaizvo, tinogadzirisa magariro enganzi social fabric kuti kuwirirana nekugadzirana kwedu pavanhu
vanhu tinogadzana sei tinogadzirisa kuyenana nekudyanana nekuzwanana nyatingati national healing and reconciliation so hurumende iri kutaurwa navachamisa inational transition authority ihurumende ine basa haisi hurumende yekundogara haisi hurumende yekundotamba haisi hurumende yekundodya mari asi hurumende yekundogadzira kuti nyika igare zvakanaka ihurumende yekundogadzira kuti vana vezimbabwe vagare zvakanaka tichienda kumberi so kana tichavenya national transition authority totaura kuti ibasa haisi nyaya yekundotamba haisi nyaya yekutsvagana kuti pausahwira haisi nyaya yekudya mari zvekutaura munangagwa vachifamba pasi rese vachiba mari haisi nyaya yekuudza mabhuputa muzimbabwe zvekuti vana tagwirei vesakunda aa inyaya yekuti mumwe nemumwe mwana wezimbabwe ngaagare zvakanaka so inyaya yekuti vachamisa vati aiwa handingarambi ndiri panze handingarambi ndakanyarara vana vezimbabwe vachitambudzika saka munangagwa huya titaurirane vana vezimbabwe huyai titaurirane tibudise national transitional authority kunyangwe ivo vachamisa varo vakahwina asi vakuti hazvisinei hazvo tinoda kuti nyika yedu iende kumberi
Thank you them koma chinoputsa reporting yeza kuwe mana ntathu mlaleli kancane ngiyazi uyachiseka abasana sixhuma uhlelo ngolwabasakhulayo lamhlanje sixoxa ngamazwi kamnumzana Nelson Chamisa OMDC yena othi kumele kubunjwe uhulumende ozaphatha intambo kancane kulungisiswe indaba zomnotho lezinye ezihluphayo kwezombusazwe kungakayiwa kukhetho ngoba ngokutsho kwakhe uhulumende wezanu PF usehlulekile vaduwa vatereri chirongwa ndeche vechidiki chirongwa the connection vachangoti bata nhasi tokurukura nemashoko ava Nelson Chamisa vano vamutungamiri weMDC avo vanoti panofanirwa kuumbwa hurumende ichafanira kubata matomu muzimbabwe uyezve ichagadzirisa upfumi hwenyika nezvimwe zvinonetsa mune zvematongero enyika nekuti sekutaura kwavo hurumende yezanu PF hurumende yavamunangagwa yatadza sevechidiki tipewo mazano tipewo pfungwa dzenyu muri kubvumirana navachamisa here lavalaleli vaviri ecingweni ndine vatereri 2 parunare rega ngiqale ngomuzi kunjani muzi kutanga Moses Moses kunjani ba
kuphila njani ndaba
hayi siyaphila uyizwile indaba ucingo lwakho aluzwakali kahle zama ukuthetha kancane lapho khona
all right kade uyayizwa
izokulobubelo baba qhubeka
ya sikhulume ngesikhona
yebo endira hako mberi
ini tinonishanikatana na Dini Muziputi Dini Muziputi vari kuava kutaura vachitsigi zvinhu zvakanaka munyika handizivi kuti unogara kuti vasingaoni mamiri aita situation munyika ini Dini Muziputi indogara Bulawayo ngaapinde Bulawayo aoni haasi kutaura zvamamiri akaita situation Bulawayo president wavo wavanoti munangagwa so far handisati ndambowa komendi yaakakomenda pasituation yatakatarisana nayo asi ivo vana Muziputi vanongotsigira kuti wakavhotebwa saka tongofira izvozvo here kuti wakavhotebwa chinongovapo ndechekuti vana Muziputi vari kungopa kudya kwavo ini zvekuti wakavhotebwa nevanhu haachazvitarisi nekuti iye ari kutarisira kuwana mota kuwana mari achiinda kupalamendi kunini zatwaya vachingoti izvozvo zvakanaka ndo zvandoda kutaura izvozvo
vangandidavidzavere
kana vasingabwire ndevele ndogona kuti ndii vasingahushona ndogona kuinda kundevele kuti vanzwisise
aiwa aiwa vanoigonesa shona yacho vachamupindura regainbod tora mumwe muteereri wechitunhu ndisati ndaenda kwavari vaputi asi tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa vamozisi aha sithathe omunye njalo umlaleli uJonathan Chimombe ngoma Jonathan makadi henyu ngoma Jonathan
Chimbone sinafuke national from the point of telling the this world to interchange the unity of the success of our country saka nyaya iripo ndozvinova that is the leader asimtongi imi mutungamiri bhoza ari kukoshesa zvinoda vanhu sano tinogona kuti ngatiomesera nemaprizes aite recipient prize each and every day but ngationi kuti isi tine solution here because these people are assisting vachingodedzera kuti takahwina takahwina basi hapana chinhu chiri positive chiri kuya paground hapana kana wasi saka nyaya iripo ndekuti uyu munhu anotobuda pachena kuti munhu ane our nation at heart my people at heart zvekuti ngatiei titaurira nechibiridi ndozvio zvinoradza kuzemidzi izvozvozvo andiuri pane chimwe chinhu chinobereka izvozvo zvaari kutaura muchino
aiwa tinotenda vachimombe nekupinda muchirongwa Correct. 9 o'clock is the time. It's cut to watch. Correct to 9. Sesarin Zozoeli Shumilan San Banasi Pete Ushelo. Nomzana Potuba Zila Balale.
First of all, Babankomo, I want to register my displeasure in how you conduct your show.
Go ahead.
If you invite guests to participate in your show, you make them equal. If you give dominance to other parties as opposed to others that you have invited,
Mr. Put, let me cut you right there. Let me cut you right there. Look, don't be a cry baby. I know you. You're a big boy. We still have 15 minutes on the show. So go ahead. Let's not waste more time.
No, I want to make you understand that you are a journalist the same way I am. As such, if you are holding guests, you moderate accordingly so that they get equal opportunities to respond to issues. Because if I spend time holding my phone listening to 8 people attacking ZANU-PF, and you have invited me as a ZANU-PF person to represent the position of government or ZANU-PF and my own view, you make me fail to follow categorically in terms of even time allocated on how I have to respond.
Honorable, let me put
that aside and assume that you are going to correct that.
Honorable, we have 15 minutes on the show.
My colleague is Chinoputa. He was talking about, he was doubting my understanding of economy, which was not an issue. I don't think we came to a program called Economic Forum. But I just said my own view of what could have triggered government to make those things allowed for entry in order that they solve the kind of artificial problem corrected. Secondly, I want to respond to him by saying that his constant reference to them winning elections is not fashionable. Actually, it is something that people are going to wonder as to whether is it still an issue or somebody is seeking relevance. Because we all know what happened in these elections. Thirdly, I want to talk about a comment given by one of our listeners. Ute kona ngite akula tuvo eZimbabwe. Please let us be listeners of this good program ardently, if we want to contribute. Angizange ngithi akula hlupho, kodwa ngikhulume ngezinto ezibangela uhlupho. So if I was invited to be in Bulawayo to see what is happening, actually I spend my life in Bulawayo and in Plumps lasemakhaya. I-issue le ekhulunywe nguhulumende about things coming into the country. On Saturday, I attended a funeral in my constituency, Echutume. And business people that had attended that funeral said to me, Puti, hambani lina eParliament liye kuluma ngezinto lezi ukuthi kabathi vumele phela ezinye izinto zingene ukwenzela ukuthi andubana kusangathi kuyahlupha kube kulezinye izinto ezingena kuhle ukwenzela ukuthi abantu badlale ikhisimusi kuhle. Nanku-ke sokufikile uhulumende sezikhulumile iningi lezinto ezifunakalayo
mina ngitha umpululu ukuthi uhulumende uyanakanela abantu ukuthi kulohlupho olungadalwa nganguye kodwa alulungisayo njengohulumende ngoba uyakhokhela. And I'm happy that it makes relevance to our people that are affected. As such, I'm saying, ukuthi classes have a thing irrelevance on the suffering of the people. It doesn't take us anywhere. If we are made to listen to Nelson Chamisa's speech on a program purported for the whole of Zimbabwe, partisan or non-partisan, kusenza sibe lokucabangela ukuthi there is a motive or an agenda driven by a program which is not what we are invited and participating in.
Honorable Poti, you are out of order. You are out of order. Honorable Poti, you are out of order.
We feature my thoughts and feelings.
But so you are out of order still. We feature, but don't come here and start accusing us of being biased towards Chamisa because we add Chamisa's statement here.
The point of order call is not supposed to be registered by you.
It is supposed to be registered
by Ama Abalaleli and other guests.
I am the moderator, and I'm calling you to order because you are making false claims.
You to be able to hold this program properly.
Honorable Poti, should
on behalf of abantu abalaleli.
Honorable Poti, as a lawmaker, you should learn two things. You should learn to listen and don't be a crybaby, okay? We are talking about Nelson Chamisa's statement, and we played that statement on air, and you're accusing us of being biased towards Nelson Chamisa. We always carry statements by your leader, Emmerson Mnangagwa. Would you accuse us of being...
Ubukala wendlalela wena ukuthi i-audio le ikhulume ngani? Sakuzwisisa sonke sangena enkundleni sakhuluma ngokuthi ube khuluma ngani. Kusuka konapho umlalelo okhulume kuqala ukhulumile wasuka ngakhuluma ngamiswa wakhuluma okhulumileyo umlaleli engikhuluma layo uqeda konapho kwakhuluma abathathu abakhulumileyo.
And now you are wasting time on technical issues that have nothing to do with substance. But you are wasting time on issues that are technical issues. I mean, you shouldn't be telling us how we should be conducting this show, really. Whether we should play Chamisa or not, you should be focusing on the debate, the topic.
I focus on the debate. But I categorically explained my displeasure regarding how time allocation goes. And this is something that you could have taken to mean that you should perfect your otherwise very good show. It is naturally very good, and it is followed by a lot of people that I know. But I'm just advising on how it was not done the best today. And I don't think that I'm supposed to be misunderstood for registering my own thoughts.
You are making false accusations. As a journalist, you should understand this. We are talking about Chamisa, and we are playing a tape of what he said. Why is that wrong?
No, I am. You are focusing on an item which is a part of things that I mentioned. But I mentioned about five things that I thought were not the best in today's show. But not wasting time on this, I think I put it categorically to you that the responses that came were in a manner that did not represent the thoughts of government and the prevailing situation here. I continue to register that the MDC Alliance should never
think it's called the MDC
to continue... putting accusations on a less than 5 months old government and purport that it will make them victors of any possible elections. If they do that, Zimbabweans knowing them as I do are listening, are following, and will see the remedies of government in the current hardships and are going to see how really they could take a side in terms of who makes sense in all this.
Ngoma,
I know very well that Zimbabweans are very security conscious. Everyone knows that these things that are about the economy screaming are a creation of some programs that I don't want to talk about in today's show. But I know very well that if you want me to explain to you what is happening, this economy is full of saboteurs that are doing things in order that Emmerson Mnangagwa and his administration fails, which is not going to see the light of the day because this is a government that is so pro-people. We cannot waste time in the name of Nelson Chamisa claiming that there should be a national transitional authority
that
is going to solve anything.
We are out of time.
Hakuna nganga ino Chamisa ingabuya ikalungisa economy. Hakuna nganga ino MDC ingaba kanya economy. Economy ya Zimbabwe ino vakanywa nevana ve Zimbabwe nema business emu Zimbabwe. Hapava na ludo kwa vumu musa ma business ne watama kutemuke zvanana. Inavana vanokhinga zvinolema vakuye kwesango vakafanira bvumigwavo kuti zvinhu zvitikale.
Thank you, thank you.
Something by a rocket scientist
thank you,
Dave.
Poti
will and say that there is need for total dollarization.
Honorable Poti, thank you.
Thank you,
Honorable Poti. But mwana mai, next time usivuye uhauti accuse kuti tivanhu ve MDC, that's not what we are, and you know that. Mkoma Love More, you have 2 minutes. Can you wrap it up for us?
Well, thank you very much for putting the Honorable into order. But I just wanted to conclude by saying the Zimbabweans that he's speaking to are the very same Zimbabweans who are struggling right now and are the very same Zimbabweans who are showing their disappointment and anger with the current regime. Kana dai vaigona kugadzira nyika, vangadai vari kuigadzira, or at least ingadai iri payakanga iri when we go to the elections. But the fact yekuti taapatiri zvekutadza kuti hurumende haisi kurudzira zvairi kuita haina direction. Ngatitotendaiwo munhu anozi Nelson Chamisa, nechiono chaanacho, nerudo rwanarwo nesu sevana veZimbabwe. Pakuti munhu abirwa election, haasi kuramwa, asi ari kutotaiwa isusu kuti zvinhu zviende kumberi, uyai titaure tigadzirise nyika. Chinhu chauraya nyika ino, hatihasi masabhotuwa ari kutaurwa nezvawai. Masabhotuwa makuru, masabhotuwa vanhu vari kuvhima, masabhotuwa ari kuita corruption, masabhotuwa makuru vanhu vasiri kushanda basa ravanofanira kuita, masabhotuwa makuru vanhu vari kuisa mabond notes vachipa mari pamusika mutemo. Mawachiba mahuis anenge ari munyika, masabhotuwa makatels ari munyika ari kupiwa mari vachinzi vatenge fuel iyo vachishandisa zvimwe, masabhotuwa atinawo vanhu vari kukwidza chikwere chenyika munyika muno ingazi domestic debt nekunze vachiba mari vachidyika mari dzemushonga wamusana. Ndivo vanhu vanofanira kubviswa muhurumende, ndivo vanhu vanofanira kubviswa panoitwa zvemari kuti nyika yedu igoenderera kumberi. Musapomera vanhu vasina mhosva. MDC iri panze, MDC haisi iri kutungamira nyika ino. Nyika ino iri kutungamirwa nembavha, iri kutungamirwa nevanhu vari corrupt. Ndivo vatinofanira kunge tichiisa in order kuti zvinhu zvedu zvigofamba zvakanaka. So tendaiwo kana munhu azvipira kuti ngatiye kuzogadzira nyika, tendaiwo kana munhu aona kuti zvinhu zvoende kumberi tinofanira kuita sei, ngatitendei vaNelson Chamisa nechiono chavanacho chekuti nyika ino yakuda national transitional authority, nyika ino yakuda kubatira pamwe kuti tinge tichikwanisa kuenda kumberi.
Thank you there, Mkoma Love More, and Honorable Dingomozi Pote, ZANU PF, Member of Parliament for Bulelima West. And Love More Chinoputsa is an MDC youth leader. Thanks also to you at home for joining us. And my good friend Muzi of the MDCT, led by Thokozani Kupe, he seems to have an obsession for Ace Lumumba. Well, what I can tell you, Muzi, is that your friend Ace Lumumba has officially been fired after that drama that unfolded following his appointment to the Ministry of Finance. Finance Minister Mthuli Ncube today issued a statement, or rather wrote Lumumba a letter of termination of contract, telling him that, you know, there are issues about him that he didn't know when he appointed him. That's our show, Zimbabwe. Let's make another date next week. Same platform, same time. I'm yours truly, Tunga Milinkomo. Good night.